Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Note too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin breathing in and out. There's no special way to breathe, just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. So, if you have not already done so, please close your eyes. You find yourself in a dry, warm desert. The sand is fine grain, and it is a warm pinkish color. It is pretty barren. And as you look around, you begin to see a woman who is waving you over with a white flag. You are introduced to Rachel, who, as she explains, is an expert desert dweller who knows how to help you navigate through your own exploration of your own inner symbolic desert that may be occurring in some aspect in your life. Rachel invites you to put on your sunglasses and to take a few steps back in order to get a good look at the white flag that she is carrying. As soon as you put on your sunglasses, you're able to read what is written on the white flag as the words become visible. The words on the white flag say, "What do you want to let go of in your life that is dried out, barren, feeling gritty perhaps? What is non-nourishing and desolate, like this desert before you in some area in your life now?" As you mull this over, you are reassured that guidance can bubble up over time to reveal itself. It can reveal itself to you even once you leave this place. It takes courage to allow ourselves to see through new lenses and to see more truth about a situation right before us sometimes. Rachel invites you to try and answer that question that is on the white flag. She gives you a brightly colored pencil and a piece of paper to write on. There is a covered box where you put your answer into. You notice the box starts to change and transform into a walking stick after you've placed your answer into it. Next, Rachel passes you the walking stick. It starts to draw you into the direction to the left. And as you move left, you go over a small sand dune, and on the other side of the sand dune, you see a water station. This water station is a bit unusual, for instead of being given a glass of water to help refresh you, instead you are given eye drops. Eye drops to put into your eyes that not only will relieve the dryness in your eyes, but they will lubricate your eyes to see what is possible in the near future of your life, specifically as it relates to letting go of something and how you might feel once you have more freedom. Next, you begin to see an oasis in the distance. The walking stick asks you to reflect upon what you are symbolically thirsty for. Is it wisdom or knowledge or a connection? These are just a few examples. But what comes to mind for you? First thought, best thought, And as you say your answer, either in your head or out loud, know that the walking stick will record your answer. Together, you walk towards the oasis, and on the way, you are impressed to see a large white 20-foot windmill that is moving the stagnant hot air around. Next, the windmill asks you, what is it that is stagnant in your life right now? That no matter how hard or whatever you do to try to move it around or shift it, it stays pretty much at a standstill, like dead, still air. What are some of the dead-end phrases and words that someone has said to you that you realize that you have been believing? Perhaps now you are starting to sense that deep down, some of these words and phrases don't carry a lot of weight like they used to with you. And perhaps some of these now just seem like beliefs that are like a lot of hot air. What are some of your own conflicting thoughts that play out in a tug of war? Perhaps there's some thought loops in your head regarding this specific thing that you are trying to let go of. What are some of the words and phrases that you have in regards to this tug of war? The windmill asks you to keep your heart open in order to hear new guidance over the next few days, and to be curious about what the guidance is, even if it may sound odd or a bit unreasonable. The windmill explains you have a built-in guidance system within you, and notice when you get any guidance how it feels in your gut, and pay attention to what your gut reaction is, and just be curious about what comes to you. You can start to cultivate your own intuition by starting to pay attention to what guidance starts to form around your dilemma. Pay attention to what this information means to you and how you give this guidance meaning and context. It's important to know that you do have free will and that you can decide what, if anything, you want to do with the guidance that comes to you. You next see a billboard sign with the symbol of a desert snake on it. The billboard says, change is always happening. What needs to be shed now in order to expand into new growth in your life? When you shed something that you've outgrown, it can free you up for more room to welcome in something new. You walk next over to a big sand dune, and there is where the oasis is. Feeling parched and ready for relief, you are offered a drink of cool, delicious water. You fill up the container with water, and Rachel explains, perhaps taking in this water with a new intention for yourself can help to animate the process more fully to allow more letting go within an aspect in your life. You thank Rachel, and as she gives you a parting gift, you realize that it's an hourglass filled with sand from this desert. It is there to remind you to take your time to reflect upon things that you want to let go of and consider new ways in creating new patterns around letting go. Know that you can come back to this place anytime. You may want to take a few moments now just to relax. And when it feels right, you can start to move your fingers and your toes, coming back into present time. You can find yourself moving into an upright position, and you can decide to write some notes or journal now if you would like. I'd like to thank you so much for spending some time with me, and until next time, I wish you well.